G'day, welcome to our Christmas 2016 series, Jesus Now, looking at Christmas through a different lens. Instead of using the normal lens of expectancy, we are looking through the lens of the consequences of Jesus' birth. Let's now consider Mary, to whom was given the amazingly great privilege and awesome responsibility of carrying and giving birth to God's Son, our Messiah, Jesus Christ. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I'm a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Mary was probably a teenager when she received the visit from the angel Gabriel to tell her that the Lord had chosen her for this very special purpose. Hearing his greeting, she was greatly troubled. Meeting an angel isn't exactly an everyday experience. But there was something deeper disturbing her peace of mind, the content of his greeting. "You, Mary, who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." That would have got her attention. That would have put her on guard. Whatever was coming next. And Gabriel sensed her fear and told her she need not be afraid. He was bringing good news, not bad news. The time had come for God to send his son into the world, to be born as every human being has to be born, so that in due course, he would become the savior that the world needed. Hence the name Jesus, which means God saves. Just imagine the mounting excitement in Mary as he proceeded with his message. That was every godly Jewish woman's dream, to be chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. Now to us, it all sounds very cut and dried. "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." And despite the way it sounds, God was not forcing Mary into this role, but he knew her heart well enough to make this approach at this time. Remember, love does not force, and God loved Mary. And we get an insight into how Mary thought and felt about God in the song recorded for us by Luke in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Mary knew the Old Testament scriptures well and used them as a basis for her outpouring of praise and thanksgiving. Mary was a spiritual woman, however young she may or may not have been. Mary loved God and she wanted the best for his people. That's not a bad description of spirituality, is it? But, and as you may well know, life is full of buts. There was just one little practical problem. She was a virgin, and as Matthew's account told us, she was betrothed to be married to Joseph. In that society, in that time, virginity up until the time of marriage was essential for a legitimate marriage to take place. That could be a huge problem for Mary. How could it be overcome? Remember what God said? Remember what the angel said to Mary? Nothing is impossible with God. Which takes us back to the start. The Lord is with you. That's the key. God will take care of every detail. So don't be afraid, Mary, however big the ask might be. I can imagine Mary sinking to her knees or even prostrating herself on the floor in an act of worship as she responded with the simple but wholehearted words, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Mary was unique, but the message for us is the same. Nothing is impossible with God. The Christmas story has been wrapped up in romance and fantasy in our world, but we must not let that blind us to the truth inside, that God is looking to us for a response of love and submission to his will, so that he can do great things in and through us, any of us. Tomorrow, we continue by looking at Joseph, but for that, you'll have to come back tomorrow. See you later.